USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says Democrats are on the wrong track with their sweeping stimulus package. McCarthy telling reporters the measure should be more focused on getting schools fully opened as soon as possible. McCarthy also saying Democrats are filling the bill with things that are unrelated to the ongoing coronavirus crisis.
Today, Democrats will have to go on the record. Do they support this money going to Nancy Pelosi's subway, or will they do the right thing and spend the money on resources for kids who are suffering from school closures because of COVID?
An FDA advisory committee is discussing emergency use authorization for the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. President Biden in Houston, Texas, talking with state and local officials after a devastating cold snap and storms last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says declines in new cases of the coronavirus may be stalling. Telling reporters at a briefing on Friday, the situation is tenuous and arguing that now is not the time to relax restrictions. Walensky also sounding more warnings about the growth of virus mutations or variants. NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci has concerns about variants. NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci also NIH veteran Dr. Anthony Fauci has concerns about variants. A top North Texas energy provider expects to lose at least $900 million following last week's winter storms. Vistra Corporation telling investors today details are still being finalized and the loss is expected to be a one-time adverse hit. The Irving-based company cites outstanding pricing, load, and potential Texas corrective action as the reasons for the loss. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
A major retailer is raising its minimum wage in the United States.
Costco says it's raising its hourly minimum wage to $16 an hour for its U.S. employees amid ongoing debate among lawmakers on raising federal hourly minimum wages to $15 an hour. Costco CEO Craig Jelinek said during a Senate Budget Hearing Committee that the wage will go to $16 an hour. Employees have the opportunity to receive annual wage increases. Amazon has raised its starting wage to $15 an hour in 2018, and Target has raised its minimum wage to $15 last year. Walmart announced it's going to raise its minimum wage to $13 an hour. The House is planning to vote on Friday on President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, and while it has enough support to pass the House, Democratic Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Kristen Sinema of Arizona have threatened to oppose the stimulus package over the provision to raise the minimum wage. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Fast food giants McDonald's and Yum! Brands are signing on with plant-based food supplier Beyond Meat. The company will supply the patty for the McPlant Burger, which is being tested in select markets. Beyond Meat is also working with Yum! Brands to make exclusive items for their KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut restaurants. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.